Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Should I do it again? Or you guys got this thing down by now? I should make you say it with me. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Really do appreciate the time that you give me input, because some of you do. Some of you actually send me input that I can read and think about using. If you check it out first, it just saved me so much aggravation, right? I mean, seriously. So I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you get involved and you get engaged. All right, you know the drill. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You know, Mike Lindell, he's a great guy. He beats his brains out to make sure that guys like me, you know, other commentators can make some money online. And like the big guys, you know, they really do get an upper leg because of what they have. The access that they have. So if you head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save some decent money on anything there. You know, pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels. And, you know, I make fun. But, you know, seriously, they're great. The sheets are comfortable. The towels really work. They really do soak up, the water. So anyway, just check it out. Pay attention. And, all right, so I need to get on with some of these stories. Now, you guys know, if you've been listening to the show any length of time, you know I'm not that conspiracy guy. I'm not the guy that thinks that everything has something to do with something else. But I'm amazed at all the issues that we're having, all the petroleum plants that are blowing up, burning. We now have a massive chemical explosion in Houston. A chemical plant out there. I don't really know what they make. I saw the video. I'm thinking, oh my God, okay, when does this stuff stop? You know, and again, just keep an eye on these things. Very curious to see how all this ultimately plays out. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. To show you that we still have some form of sanity left in this country. Recent poll shows that only 57% of U.S. adults believe that gender, ready, is determined at birth. Listen, only 57% of adults. Well, where do the rest of them think it happens? Additionally, another 65% say transgender women and girls should not be allowed to compete in professional collegiate sports with other women and girls, while 66% said that the same of high school sports. So the majority of them feel, well over a majority, feel that transgender women and girls should not be allowed to compete in professional or collegiate sports. Also, it stays about the same number when you get down to high school and youth sports. However, only 57% of them see. This shows you the numbers should be pretty much right on top of each other. As the transgender people have increasingly gained visibility, conservative lawmakers have zeroed in on making legal distinctions to keep long-established lines from blurring, and that's good. Look, I'm going to say it. I'm going to keep saying it because it's real. The bottom line with it is this. You don't get assigned a gender at birth. All right? You get assigned a gender at conception. That's when it gets assigned. Your DNA is your DNA. You can't change it. Now, I know that's a challenge to the scientists who are big time into the LGBTQ stuff. But you can't change it. You can do whatever you want. You can cut off. You can add. You can take it all off. And you still have the DNA of a male or a female. End of discussion. Now, the push by conservatives have mushroomed over the past few years and become, you know, alongside abortion, a major theme running through the legislative sessions. Hopefully they learn from abortion and they're jumping all over this stuff early and strong. You know, what I hate is when these guys turn around, they put together legislation, it's loose, it's terrible. Right? I mean, seriously. Six states have laws and or policies in effect, barring minors from receiving puberty blockers and or hormone therapy. Similar provisions have been adopted, but paused by the courts in three more. They've been signed into law, but haven't yet taken effect. You know, it's funny how we just got off of the Supreme Court saying states have a right to make their own decisions, their own laws, and these kind of matters. I guess they don't. Not really. The Washington Post, a poll they conducted on November 10th, showed, 40% of them identified as transgender. And also found that 62% of those adults supported so-called gender affirmation counseling or therapy for kids ages 10 to 14. 10 to 14. What does that mean? Right? But 68% were against giving the age group puberty blockers. So it shows you how confused Americans are. Maybe it's how the questions are asked. I don't know. Not the expert here. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually, because that's what you become. You become, when you get informed and you engage, you truly become part of the solution. It's what everybody should be, really. Right? Anyway, so we're talking about where Americans are. I mean, and they're all over the place, really. Only 57% of U.S. adults believe gender is determined at birth. 57. So 63% believe that that gender is determined at birth. That means 57% of Americans feel that this is what they've been taught, right? That you can make it up as you go. They've done a great job. We need to learn from them. Seriously. But even with that said, These are the numbers that don't come together, right? 65% say transgender women and girls should not be allowed to compete in professional collegiate sports. Same, about the same number with high school and youth sports. So why wouldn't you? If you believe that somebody has decided they were born a male, now they're a female, why wouldn't you allow them to do that? Anyway, I move on. So, the Washington Post recently did a poll. And of the people that they polled, there were about 40% of them identified as transgender. Most of the balance identified as cisgender. 62% of adults supported so-called gender affirmation counseling therapy. You got to understand, listen to how much this doesn't make sense. Because if the same people were answering these questions, they had no clue as to what they were answering. 62% of adults supported so-called gender affirmation counseling or therapy for kids ages 10 to 14. 10 to 14! Now, I don't know, when they say gender-affirming counseling or therapy, because therapy and counseling, some people feel exactly the same thing, right? But these same people were against puberty blockers for those kids. So if they really believed that these kids truly are what they say they are, why would they want to block the, you know, stop puberty blockers? Now, for transgender teens between 15 and 17, 66% of adults supported gender affirmation counseling or therapy, but 58% still were opposed to prescribing puberty blockers. I guess there's a little sense there. I don't know. 77% of adults believe it's inappropriate for teachers to discuss their transgender identities with students. Wow, 70% believe the same for 4th to 5th grade students and 52% for middle school students. To Americans overall, actually, you want to get down to brass tacks? Why do we have to talk to our kids? Why do they have to talk to our kids about sexual orientation, sex, and all that other stuff? To me, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Right? But seriously, I don't know what it's going to take to get you guys. Look, when you really look at what's going on out there, where are the fathers in all this? Especially you Democrat fathers, because really conservative fathers, fathers that lean right, I'll even put it that way, they're not for this. I talk to these people on a regular basis. They're not for this. And they won't even know how they can stop it, how they can make a difference. I always say the same thing, and then they think I'm being political, which is vote the right people in. Get rid of the Maronis who just want to do what they think is politically correct to do. None of them have really took a deep dive into the sciences. None of them voting on this stuff. Most of the Congress people, they leave it up to their staff because there's so many bills, there's so many things to look at, they can't do it. It's a physical impossibility for them. So there's Democrat lawmakers are opposing the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. And the act seeks to amend Title IX to prohibit federal funding to schools that allow biological men to compete in women's sports. Now, Gaines had, swimmer, Gaines, she was on a Jesse Waters primetime. She said she finds it baffling that the spineless male lawmakers who have daughters were willing to succumb to political pressure while foregoing their obligations as father. You are a father first. Your job is to protect your children first. I'm sorry, I don't care who's elected who to where. Now, it isn't all about your kids. I don't vote on things based, or didn't vote on things based on what my kids wanted me to do or I saw was needed for them. But my job is to protect them. You know, we homeschooled my youngest daughter for a while because she was having some challenges in regular school. And I got heck for it. And I said, oh no, my first job is to protect my child. And my child was not thriving, and she was not being protected in the public school. If you have the same problem, Okay, and you're a public school advocate, but your child is suffering in public school because they're not stepping up and doing what they need to do, then shame on you for not pulling them out. Doing what you needed to do to get them taken care of. Make a stink. Get the help you need. Goes on to say, this is another question I tend to find myself asking, she says, specifically thinking about fathers, with every single Democrat who voted in opposition to protecting women. She went on to say, in particular, I think of those dads who did that. Those dads, do they want their daughters sharing locker rooms with men? Do they want their daughters losing out? You know, I got news for you, James. A lot of these people send their kids to private schools who don't deal with that stuff, who won't deal with that stuff. It's just amazing. Do they want their daughters losing out on opportunities, being asked to kindly step aside and smile and give away their trophy to a man, which is what's happening? Now those remarks, you know, you can only imagine. They were immediately beat up by the left. Anytime you go against them, every time you don't agree with them, what are you? Come on, you want to do it together? Racist, homophobic, and so on. They don't really care. They don't really care about doing the right thing. They don't really care. You know, whether or not your child has to compete against your female child, who's been beating her brains out since she was born, pretty much, and swimming and running and in gymnastics. Now, there are, my understanding, there are certain areas, there are certain sports that men won't excel in, women will do better in. But even... It's just amazing to me. Why can't you stick up for your daughters? Period. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Emergency crews are on the scene of an explosion and fire at a Shell refinery just east of Houston. This worker from a power plant next door to the facility tells KPRC-TV he was concerned when it first happened.
Planes felt like they were right on top of us. And they were shooting probably 400 or 500 feet up in the air, so it was unbelievable.
The plant and the surrounding area has been evacuated. A city in Florida has fired two paramedics, saying they mistakenly declared a man dead, then drove off in a February 15th incident. Clearwater Fire Chief Scott Ellers.
I would like to apologize to the family for the lack of concern that these two medics displayed on that call. I am truly sorry.
The men didn't follow protocol when they pulled a sheet over the 66-year-old suffering cardiac arrest and canceled other units. Ellers says the men failed their oath of office as well as the patient. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. All right. You guys can look up some of these on your own. I'm going to do a couple of these rapid fire because I always leave these stories lingering and hanging, and it doesn't do either one of us any good or none of us any good or whatever. Again, always appreciate your time with me. And, you know, let me just finish up. You know, Gaines is right. When she says that fathers should be sticking up for their daughters, I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or no party preference, you need to stick up for your kids. It's really that simple. All right. Joey B's economy is doing so well that we got store closures going on all over the place. Really. Burger King. You got Jenny Craig. Oh, my God. I mean, if Burger King is closing, I guess Jenny Craig has to close because we won't be that overbeast group that everybody says we are. Burger King is closing 400 stores across the country. Look, I was just telling somebody this today. I like Burger King. Okay, because I like the charbroil kind of burger. Anyway, long and short of it is, I went and got a junior Whopper with cheese, right? I got chicken fries and a bottle of water, and it was $18. And I'm looking at the girl behind the counter, and I'm going, no, I only want one. Did you hear me? Junior Whopper with cheese. Chicken fries and a bottle of water was $18. I don't know. Anyway. So, it plans to close up to 400 restaurants before the end of 2023. This week, the CEO of the Restaurant Brand International, which owns Burger King, said they're preparing to close between 300 and 400 stores total. He said Q1 earnings results that the company historically closes a couple of hundred Burger King restaurants each year. Well, that's funny. Haven't heard about that, but okay. He said so far this year, several large Burger King franchises have filed for bankruptcy. I guess in Illinois, Michigan, Utah. Surprised none in San Francisco have. According to the Restaurant Brands International, they said, you know, overall their earnings are up. Then why are you shutting the stores down? Now, they've already shut down 124 stores. In the United States, now they have fewer than 7,000 stores. Now, what they want to do is work with, they've said that they want to work with smaller franchise owners for the overall health of the franchise as a whole. Just amazing. McDonald's, they laid off a bunch of corporate, actually they closed its U.S. offices, the general offices. They're looking at corporate layoffs, and they're totally revamping as well. So it's just, again, this is a wonderful, the great economy that Joe keeps trying to sell us, right? Ain't nothing great about it. Ain't nothing good about it. Jenny Craig said that they're winding down physical operations at its 500 retail locations because it has failed to secure funding. What about those people who have already signed up for, right? You know, 1 year worth of food and such. Up to 1,000-plus workers, hourly employees were informed by mail, email. God, what a way to let somebody know they're done. Tuesday night that they were terminated while corporate salary to filed employees will go, be gone, done, finish on Friday. The company wishes to celebrate endorsements in the past from people like Kirstie Alley, Valerie Bertinelli, Mariah Carey. They've been searching for a buyer for pretty much the last month. But, God, I'm so confused. The economy turned around. That's what he keeps telling me. They say it's never, ever over until the fat lady sings. Right? I guess they had a whole choir of fat ladies because this did not work out for them. You know, and again, maybe, anybody really think that maybe they fell victim to this body positivity movement that being fat or overweight isn't so bad? You've got people out there actually saying that being fat, being overweight is not as bad as they're telling us. The movement made famous by Lizzo pushes back against fat phobia is what they're calling it. You know what? Who's afraid of a fat person? Come on, honestly. I mean, it shows you how ignorant they are. They really don't understand what the word even means. Nobody wants a bunch of ill-tempered large gals coming after you. You know what I'm saying? They get pretty mad. Who do you look at? I mean, I've never had it, but I've had buddies of mine tell me that they actually had somebody say to them in a restaurant, a large woman, what are you looking at? And I won't tell you what the response was. Anyway, Jenny Craig had told NBC News earlier they were transitioning from a brick-and-mortar retail business to a customer-friendly e-commerce-driven model. But nobody knows if that really is going to happen now. You know, and there's so many of these weight loss programs out there. Which one? Which one is good? Which one really works? Which one is better than which one? You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. All right. This one is beyond me. And I shouldn't say it's beyond me because I should know better. So AOC, before charges are levied, before anything, you've heard about the what went on the train in New York City, where the Marine, a couple of those Marines have subdued that guy who was getting up in everybody's face. And they didn't know whether he was real trouble or not. It was not their concern. Their problem was they were worried that he was going to do damage to somebody. Right? On the train. So they subdued him. Brought him to the ground, and, you know, the guy died because they had a chokehold on him, probably a little too long. I'm not going to get into the details behind it. But now AOC wants them arrested, charged, and thrown in jail. See, this is what worries about me, people like her. She says there's no need for SCOTUS anymore. They need to go. They're outdated. Really? You know, I don't know how to say. She keeps getting reelected. What's that say about the people around her? What's that? I'm just going to say it. What's that say about the people in her neighborhood? Right? She came out and she demanded that the private citizens, yeah, that's right, citizens, be thrown in jail, arrested and thrown in jail. No trial. You know, because you can always see right away what's going on. Definitely, they went out of their way to kill the black man. Now, the day after, the city medical examiner ruled that Neely's death was a homicide. Now, understanding that the label is not synonymous with murder, right, it simply means that the death was caused by the actions of another person. She's too dull to know that. She's too dull to look it up. She's in a position of authority where she's making laws and she's making rules and she doesn't understand simple terminology, simple words, right? She screamed out that Jordan Neely was murdered. But Jordan was houseless and crying for food in a time when the city is raising rents and stripping services to militarize itself while many in power demonize the poor. The murderer gets protective. She's amazing. Isn't she? I mean, seriously. Partisans have long demanded the media, in this case, you know, the Times, they've used their preferred and often charged language to describe these events, right? Oh, she went on to tear up even the media. They said they're soft-walking it. They're soft-calling it. This is just murder. So now she knows more than the police. She knows more than the medical examiner. As usual, she knows more than everybody else, right? I mean, Neely didn't have a home. He was simply asking for food. He shouldn't have been killed because of his socioeconomic status. He wasn't killed for his socioeconomic status. He was, actually, I don't even think they attempted to kill him. They attempted just to hold him in place till the police got there because he was a danger to others. Right? She didn't say one word about his threat to other people in train. This is why people like her are dangerous. They're dangerous to society. They're dangerous to the country. Film Senior Host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Welcome back to Ghost Sessions Insanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it's funny, you guys know that, or some of you know anyway, that I'm a big fan of TPUSA. And I love this. I love the way that people pull bits and pieces out of some of these conversations. And they decide that you know, because Charlie Kirk wants to eradicate transgenderism. He wants them all gone. He wants to kill transgender people. Now think about that. Charlie did say he wanted to eradicate transgenderism. But he wasn't talking about people. No, if you actually look at what he wrote, if you ever look, I'm sorry, not look at what he wrote, listen to what he said, you'd find out what he was talking about and what he went on to say, but they don't want to play the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? What he was talking about was to stop teaching it in schools. Stop talking about it in schools. Stop pushing it on young kids. And he gave it was very clear about it. But apparently, you can't even be clear about it. Right? Just amazing. They'll take everything they can, twist it any way they can to try to get across the thing that they, the point that they're trying to make. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I don't know if you guys heard this earlier, but the, what's her name, director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky. She's done at the end of June. She's stepping down. She's finished. You know, I got a funny feeling that some of these people are worried that if Trump gets back in, you know, I'd like him to get back in as long as he does what he needs to do. As long as he truly does what he's supposed to do this time. Blow off the when I said the deep state, fire every person that can spell the name of Biden or Obama. Fire them all. Get real people that are patriots, do deep background checks on these people. Make sure that the ones that are getting into office are ones that truly love this country. And that's simple. The people that are in there now, most of them, they're more in love with themselves than they are the country. And that's why you have the issues and the problems and the aggravation you have. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. J.P. Morgan Chase repeatedly debanked conservative and religious groups. That's according to state officials, actually, in 19 Republican state attorneys. You know what these guys are doing now, right? When they find something that a bank or an organization or what have you is doing against Republicans, these Republican state attorneys now are calling each other. They're connecting with each other. They're asking if they're seeing the same thing in their states. Now it's going to become a problem because they're going to keep coming to the top. Now, the researchers, they debanked organizations for their conservative religious tendencies, calling one of the nation's largest financial institutions to respect the viewpoints of their customers. You've got banks that are refusing to work with gun manufacturers, gun shops, gun stores. The official stated in the letter the firm provided the Daily Wire that the National Committee for Religious Freedom, it's a nonpartisan, faith-based, non-profit organization. They're dedicated to defending the right of everyone in America to live their faith freely. They had its Chase account closed 3 weeks ago. Think about it. The bank wanted a list of its donors. Just amazing, right? They have no right to that. Credit card processing owned by Chase likewise terminated the account for Family Council, a conservative organization working to strengthen traditional family values. Now, the firm called WePay, which is also owned by Chase, refused to serve Defense of Liberty and Missouri-based Political Action Committee. Right? I mean, again, they're going to force you the direction they want you to go based on what they believe is truth. Now, Morgan Chase, they contend that the firm remains devoted to diversity and inclusion because of its high scores on the corporate equity, you hear that? Equity index. It's an initiative from the Human Rights Campaign, a prominent LGBTQ activist group, and they're a political lobbying organization. Now, look at banks have a right. We believe in freedom of speech. We believe in capitalism. We, you know, believe in the right for people to choose who they want to do business with, who they don't. So the banks have a right who they want to conduct business with, right? But the attorney generals have decided a bank does not have the right to mislead its customers. Chase can't call itself inclusive, right? Publicize that it opposes discrimination in any form. Promise to prevent discrimination against customers, and then discriminate against customers. What they're doing, isn't it? No, seriously. And somebody's going to, you know, I know one of you is already halfway through an email with me now. Well, Joe, should we shut off pornography? Should they take, you know, they take it. They take credit cards for pornography. They take credit cards for escort services and such. Those are okay, I guess. Right? I even say some of those drag queens probably have credit cards with these people. That's all okay, I guess. Anyway, officials asked J.P. Morgan Chase to participate in a survey component of the Viewpoint Diversity Score Business Index. That's an initiative from Alliance Defending Freedom that evaluates prominent firms for their commitments to religious liberty and freedom of speech. Morgan Chase scored 15% out of 100 because they had many unclear, imprecise policies, which would allow the bank to deny service for arbitrary political reasons. Right? I love this stuff. I love it because when they're called on the carpet, they can't go anywhere. They can't do anything. They've got no way to push back on it. Now, some of their policies are so vague, they truly could get away with denying service to anybody for any reason and not be called out for stepping on their own policies. Now, I think it was Jamie Dimon. He's the CEO of the company. He's been giving speeches all over the place, and at times he'll say point blank that the bank supports the liberties guaranteed by the United States and contended that free expression is a core component of free markets. Well, only when it's free expression that falls within the guidelines of what we perceive to be free. It's just amazing. And he said these things in front of the Senate Banking Committee. So when do we go after them? When do we stop them? When do we go after them? You got all these places like was it PayPal? I mean, they said that they would withdraw / fine funds from accounts deemed to be promoting racism or misinformation. Now they claimed later on when they were called out for it. Now, think about the words that they use, right? They claimed that it was an item that, I'm trying to read it off of their thing here, later claimed that it was published by mistake. Well, all right, so then it was a policy, you just didn't want it published. So it was real, and it was a policy you just didn't want published. Isn't it great? I mean, seriously, isn't it great? Anyway. Okay, we're talking about Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. His chief diversity officer won't roll over for the left. Not going to happen. God bless these guys. Right? Virginia State official Martin Brown is the latest reminder that DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, is a sham. Strategy to force systemic change and not encourage equality at all. He went on to say the DEI is dead. Dead, 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 morte dead. The keepers of the orthodoxy started calling him, or calling for his head, really. Brown Chief Diversity, Opportunity, Inclusion Officer is in Glenn Youngkin's administration. His views, however, are wrong, they say. If he doesn't add diversity, he should be out. Brown went on to say, let's take a moment now to kill that cow. He said, this is the left's DEI agenda. It's just exactly, it's not going anywhere. It doesn't help anybody, really. He said, we're not going to bring that cow up anymore. It's dead. It was mandated by the General Assembly, but this governor has a different philosophy of civil discourse. Diversity, said Brown, is the wrong mission. Obsession about equity means you're not pursuing really, truly merit or excellence. And he's right. If somebody isn't trying hard enough and then you pull them up, to give them that trophy kids, right? They know that truly in the back of their head. They know they didn't deserve that award. They know they didn't deserve that trophy. They're not stupid. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Don't do anything stupid over the weekend. Be safe. I want you back here with me on Monday. God bless.